Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Megillah Daf Chaf Chas. We are starting by the fifth line at the two dots with the words Ma'olim Kerbes Knesses. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shana Have an Aliyah. And we continue the theme of the Mishnah. The Ma'olim B'Kodesh V'Lo Meriden, that if we have money from the sale of someone's Adar Shem Kedusha, we're only allowed to take that money and buy something that's higher Kedusha, not the same level, and for sure not something lower. So now the Gemara asks the question: Ma'olim Kerbes Knesses V'Likach Beis Hamedrash. Is one allowed to sell a shul and buy a base medrash? In other words, is a base medrash a higher level than a shul? The answer is, the following member from Rishu Ben Levi tells us that it's mutter. The Rishu Ben Levi tells us as follows. He quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu about the destruction of the first base of Mikdash, which tells us, V'yisrael is Beis Hashem, and he burnt the house of Hashem, Ves Beis Hamelech, and the house of the king, Ves Kol Batei Yerushalayim, and all the houses of Yerushalayim, Ves Kol Beis Hagadol Sarf Ba'ish, and the entire big house he burnt in fire. So now, what are all these things referring to in the pasuk? V'yisrael is Beis Elokein, says the Gemara, Zeh Beis Hamikdash, that's referring to Beis Hamikdash, Ves Beis Hamelech, Zeh Palton Shel Tzidkio, that's referring to the palace of Tzidkio Hamelech, and Ves Kol Batei Yerushalayim, Elu Arba Meos Ushmain and Batek and Esisha Yerushalayim. It is referring to the 480 shuls that were in Yerushalayim then. Domar of Pinchas B'Shem Rabbi Shai tells us Arba Meos Ushmain and Batek and Esisha Yerushalayim. There are 480 shuls in Yerushalayim. V'chol Achaz V'Achaz Hayla Beis Sefer U'Beis Talmud. Each one of them had a Beis Sefer and a Beis Talmud. Now what's a Beis Sefer and Beis Talmud? Beis Sefer L'Mikra. Beis Sefer was for learning Mikra, Chomish and the like. And Beis Talmud L'Mishnah. Beis Talmud was for Mishnah. And V'Kulhem All Aspasianus. We have to add in the word V'Hechrivan. All of them Aspasianus, who's a space in, came in and he destroyed them. Continuing with the pasuk, it says, was called Beis Hagadol Sarv Ba'esh, an entire big house he burnt in fire. Zem Drushal Shrav Yechon Ben Zakai. This is referring to the Beis Medrash Shrav Yechon Ben Zakai. Now, really, Rav Yechon Ben Zakai was in the second Beis Hamikdash. It just means a Beis Medrash like Rav Yechon Ben Zakai's Beis Medrash. Shesham Hayu Masing Deleisav Shagosh Baruch Hu. Over there, they would talk about and be involved in the greatness of Hashem. Kigan, for example, what's this referring to? The pasuk says, Sapra No Li Eis Kol Hagdolos Asher Asa Elisha. Please tell me about all the Gedolos that Elisha did. And Gedolos are really referring to the Neflis and the Nisim that Elisha Anavi did. And we know that it says about the Torah and Tehillim, Gal Inev Abita Nifla'os Mitaira Secha. So his Bayis HaGadol is referring to Beis Medrash. It's being called Bayis HaGadol as well. So here we see the Beis Medrash is a higher Kedusha than Beis Knesses. So technically, one is allowed to sell Beis Knesses to purchase a Beis Medrash. I think Mark continues, Shul Bar Nachman says, B'Shem B'Yanison, Hadadat Omar B'Beis HaKnesses Shel Yachid. This is only talking about a privately owned Beis Knesses. Alva Beis HaKnesses Shel Rabim. But the Shul is owned by a lot of people. Let's say, for example, everybody chipped in to buy it. They made a crowdfunding campaign. They had a page on the website that everyone chipped in to help buy the shul, so usher, then it's not allowed to be sold. Why is that? Because Ani Omer, I say, Achram Yisai Fa'olim Kanubai, that there's somebody who lives on the other side of the world, one of the people who donated, moved to Australia, and he owns a piece of the shul, so you can't sell it without his consent. How rastig marva, Tani, we have a braisa. Maizr Lazar Tzadik, there's a story of the Lazar Tzadik, Shalokach Beis HaKnesses Shel Alexandrium, that's a proper girsai, he bought a shul from the Alexandrians, Va'asa Batzrachav, and he did his tzrachim in it, and it seems to be that it's a publicly owned shul, and still it's okay. Says the Gemara, no, Alexandrium, Asu Aysa Mishel Atzman, they built it from their own, meaning it was just owned by these people, it wasn't owned by anybody else, so they were able to sell it. Now we continue discussing this. Ad Kedang Shem B'nai L'Shem Beis HaKnesses. This is all that they built it to be a shul. However, B'nai L'Shem Chatzar, let's say they just built this whole area to be a chatzar, to be a courtyard, V'gedisha, and then afterwards they were makdish to be Beis HaKnesses. Mahu, what's the din over there? Is that considered to have regular Kedushas Beis HaKnesses or no? The more answers in Yishmin Adal, it's for the following. Let's say a person said, Koinim L'Bayis HaZeh She'ini Nechnas. Koinim is L'Shem Shvua, I make a Shvua, I'm not going to go into this bias. And then V'nasa Beis HaKnesses, it gets turned into the Beis HaKnesses. So there's a special din regarding the Darim. We're not going to get into that. The bottom line is we see clearly that the words being used here are V'nasa Beis HaKnesses. It turned into a shul. Hadar that tells us B'noi L'Shem Chatzar V'Gedisha Kadshah, that it was built to be a Chatzar. And then they were Makdashit. They decided, you know, this is a shul. So it has official Kedusha of a shul. Ask the Gemara, Emasai Kadshah. So when does it officially become Kadosh? Miyad, right away, from the moment they say, okay, this is a shul. Oy, B'shasa Tashmesh. Or only when they actually start using it as a shul. Answers the Gemara Nishmin Adal, so from the following. Sefer. Let's say somebody made a box or a chest in order to place a sefer in it, meaning in order to place a sefer Torah in it, and he made mitpachas as well. He made covers for the sefer Torah. Before they actually use them for the sefer, a regular person is allowed to use them for whatever he wants. But once they use these things for the sefer, the regular person is not allowed to use them. We clearly see that it's not about hazmana. It's not about saying, okay, this is officially designated for that. You actually have to use it for that. What do we see from here? Elu, just regarding these things that we said, the mitpachas of the sefer, or the teva, the box for the sefer, shenasul l'shem sefer, they're made dafka for the sefer, einan kadeshes, they're not kadosh, el b'shasa tashmish, until they're actually used, zu shebenoy l'shem chatzer, this area that was built to be a chatzer in the first place, like kol shekein, wouldn't we say for sure that it's not considered a shul, until it's actually used as a shul? Another discussion, elu shasal l'shem chulin v'gdishon mahin. What about things that were made for chulin for regular mundane purposes, and then they were makdish them? What's the din land over there? And the answer is Kamada Tamar Taman, just like you saw over there, Bnei Lashem Chatzer Vigdisha Kadsha, then they built it to be a Chatzer and then they were Makdash it. It gets Kedusha, Vahach over here as well, Asam Lashem Chulin Vigdishan Kadosh. Then if they made it for Chulin purposes, but they were Makdash it, it becomes Kadosh. Another question though, Klishares Me'imasahin Kedeshin. What about the Klishares, the special Kalim that are used in the Beis HaMikdash? When do they officially become Kadosh? Miyad, is that right away, when they're designated to be a Klishares? Oh, Bishas HaTashmish, or only when they're actually used as a Klishares? Now, in Tamar Miyad, if you want to say that they become Kadosh right away, Nicha, then everything's good. That's because they're ready Kadosh even before you actually use them. So when you now use them, for example, you take this Klishares and you use it to catch the blood after Shechita of a Karbon, so now it's already considered a Kadosh Klishares, so it's Mekadesh the blood, it sanctifies the blood when it goes into it. However, in Tamar Bishas HaTashmish, if you're going to tell me that they only become Kadosh at the time when they're being used, does that mean that at the very same time they not only become Kadosh, but they're also being Mekadesh something else? How could that be? You have this Kli, which is basically completely Chayil, it's mundane, it's regular, and then you use it to catch the blood of a Karbon, and you're saying that simultaneously the Kli itself becomes Kadosh because now you're using it, and also blood becomes Kadosh because now it's in a Kli Shares. How does that work? On top, we further clarify this question. Nicha Shal Moshe. This is still okay when we're talking about the Kalim the Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Mishkan and the Midbar, Shenaskachu B'Shamen HaMishcha. That's because in Neskadesh, by way of the Shamen HaMishcha, we know that all the Kalim the Moshe Rabbeinu made were anointed with the special Shamen HaMishcha, and that gave them their Kedusha, so that's fine. But from Shal Shleimo, what about the Kalim Shleimo Melch made in the Beis HaMikdash, Kachas Heim Kedeshim Miskachim? Does that mean that everything happens simultaneously? Now, further clarifying this, Bichnisason La'aretz, Hayimafanim Tech Shal Moshe Tech Shal Shleimo. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, meaning really when they built the Beis HaMikdash, so they would empty that which is in the Kalim of Moshe Rabbeinu into the Kalim of Shleimo HaMelech, and therefore whatever was in the Kalim of Moshe had Kedusha. Now that it went to the Kalim of Shleimo, that gave Kedusha to those new Kalim, and that was their sanctification, if you will. But what about the following? If there wasn't any Kalim of Moshe anymore, is everything happening at the same time? Further discussing this point, when they came up from Galus, meaning from Galus Babel, and they came to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash, they would empty the Kalim of Shleimo HaMelech that were there and pour it into their Kalim, and that was the way to Mekadesh them. But let's say there were no Kalim of Shleimo, so did everything happen simultaneously? And that's a question. Moving on to discuss something different. Avanu shechatzon l'shem mace, asuris ba'anaya, stones that were cut out of the mountain for the purpose of being used for a mace. They are usher to benefit from, and that's because we say hazmana milsa. Simply designating this for a particular use has validity, and therefore, even though it was never used for a mace, it's nonetheless considered designated for a mace, and we know that something is for a mace is usher to have benefit from. Now, what about the following? L'shem chai, u'l'shem mace, mutaris ba'anaya. If they were cut out of the mountain to be used either for a chai, a living person, or for a mace, they're still mutar ba'ana. Now, hazar what about somebody throws a kli in front of the mita that a mace is lying on? And this was standard practice. It was done out of tsar and sadness that the person had died, and they would actually take this kli and bury it with the mace. So if the kli was thrown to within 4 amas of a mace, so then it's asur to benefit from because that's going to be buried with it, so it's considered a kli of a mace. Whereas chutz la'arba amos, if it's more than 4 amas away, mutar b'hanoya, it's permitted to benefit from it. Now going back to discuss the different things that we mentioned in the Mishnah, call kli beis hakneses. Kebeis HaKnesses. All the different Kalim that are in the Beis HaKnesses have a similar Kedusha to the Beis HaKnesses, and if they get worn out, then they just are thrown away. Also, Safsala V'Kaltira, it's benches and tables. Kebeis HaKnesses, they're like the Shul, and again, if they get worn out, they can be thrown away. However, Kilo Da'al Aroina Ke'aroina, the Paroiches, which is on the Aroin, that's like the Aroin. It's considered Tashmishe Kedusha, it's there to service that which is Kadosh, and therefore, if it gets worn out, it requires Geniza. However, it seems to be we have a different opinion. Rabavo Yav Gulsa Tachtoi Ahin Kilo. Ravo, he would place his coat underneath this paroiches of the Aroin, and he would protect his coat that way. Kili held that it's not considered Tashmish Kedusha, because if he did, he wouldn't be using it for this mundane purpose. Going back though, Rav Yehuda says B'Shem Shmuel, Bima Ulevachin, the platform and the different boards that one stands on when reading from the Torah, Ein Behem Yishom Kedusha's Aroin, they don't have the Kedusha of the Aroin, but the Yesh Behem Yishom Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, they have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Now, Ingolin, which are basically the rods or the poles that hold up the paroiches of the Aroin, Ein Behem Yishom Kedusha's Arayin, they don't have Kedusha the Arayin, but Yash Boim Yishom Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, they have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Rabbi Yirmiyah Azal Gavlana, Rabbi Yirmiyah went to this place Gavlana, Chamson Yavin Makusha Bugai Arayna. He saw them taking a pole and putting it into the Arayin. Now, this is just a regular pole, it wasn't something for the Arayin, and that's an issue. Also, Shal Rabimi, he asked Rabimi, how is this possible? You can't use an Arayin, which is Kedusha, it's Tashmishi Kedusha, just for something simple like storing a pole. So Amrlehi told him, Ani Oimer Lakachesnu Alvim B'tchila. I say that they made it Tanai, a stipulation from the very beginning. meaning when they built the Aron that they're allowed to use it for regular mundane things. And Raviyana Avali Migdal, Raviyana would actually make the Aron like a tower, in other words, at different levels and compartments. And Va'asni Aloy, he made it Tanai. Ilaya the Sifrin, the upper section is for just regular Sfarim, not for the Torah. And Var'aya, the one that's closer to the ground, Demonin, is for Kalim. And so we see that as long as a stipulation was made when they built the Aron Kodesh, it's allowed to be used for other things as well. We need discussing the Mishnah said, Mitpachais, Lokhan Sfarim, that if they sold the Mitpachais, the cloths that are meant to cover the Sfarim, so now they have to use that money for higher Kedusha, namely they have to buy Sfarim with it. Says the Gemara, Afilu Mitpachais, Tyra of Chomshin, Lokech Bahen Nevim Uksuvim. Even if this cloth was used to cover Tyra and Chomshin, Tyra is a full Sefer Tyra, Chomshin is when you have individual Chumashim written on their own scrolls of parchment, one for Breshes, one for Shmois, one for Reker, one for Midvar, one for Dvarim, so even if the Mitpachas of something that was used to cover Tyra Chomish was sold, one could buy Nevim Uksuvim with it, because Nevim and Ksuvim themselves are scrolls, they're holy books, as opposed to the Mitpachas, even those used to cover something of higher Kedusha, at the end of the day, it's just the Mitpachas. Now the Mishnah said, Sfarim Leichu Mitpachas, if Sfarim were sold, you can't buy Mitpachas with that, and the emphasis is, Afilu Nevim Uksuvim, Eino Lekech Bay Mitpachas Tarim V'Chomshen. Even if he sold Sfarim that were Nevim Ksuvim, he can't buy Mitpachas for Tarim V'Chomashim, even though again, these Mitpachas are covering something of higher Kedusha, they're covering Tarim V'Chomashim, still at the end of the day, they're Mitpachas, they're just cloths, and so you can't go from an actual scroll from a Navi or Ksuvim and buy a cloth with it. Can't you discuss similar dinim? Karchem Tyra b'mitpachas Tyra. We can wrap a Sefer Tyra with the cloth of a Tyra. They didn't use a mantle like we use nowadays. It kind of just slips over the top. They would actually wrap it in this cloth. So you could use the wrap for a Tyra for other Tyras as well. And Chumashin b'mitpachas Chumashin and Nevim b'mitpachas Nevim and Tyra v'chumashin b'mitpachas Nevim uksuvim. A cloth that was used originally for Nevim uksuvim that could be used for Tyra and Chumashin because that's elevating its kedusha. Avoloi Nevim uksuvim b'mitpachas Tyra v'chumashin. You can't take a mitpachat from Tyra and Chumashin and use it to cover Nevim and Ksuvim. Also, nice and Tyra al Gabi Tyra, one could place a Tyra on top of another Tyra and Chumash on Gabi Chumashin, Chumash on other Chumashin. Also, Tyra Chumashin al Gabi Nevim Ksuvim, one could take Tyra Chumashin and place them on Nevim Ksuvim because they're higher Kedusha. Avoloi Nevim Ksuvim al Gabi Tyra Chumashin, one cannot take Nevim Ksuvim and place them on Tyra Chumashin. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah says B'shem Rabbi Zaira, pointing out something very important, Tyra Chumashin arak Tanayim Ina. In regards to whether it's permitted to place a Tyra on top of a Chumash or a Chumash on top of a Tyra, the Tana ran away from this. That's what the word arak means. It literally means to run away. In other words, he didn't comment. He said very clearly, you're allowed to place Torah and Chumash on top of Nevim Ksuvim. He said very clearly, you're allowed to place Nevim Ksuvim on top of Torah and Chumash, but he did not say if it's mutter to place Torah on top of Chumash or Chumash on top of Torah. We continue. Kaisvin Torah Nevim Ka'achas Divra Meir. Rav Meir says it's not a problem to write Torah Nevim on the same exact scroll. And that's even though when he ends up rolling it one way, there's going to be Nevim on top of Torah. It's not a problem because it's all part of the same scroll. However, Chumar and Chum say that no, ain't Kaisvin Torah Nevim Ka'achas, no writing Torah Nevim together. Aval, however, Kaisvin Nevim Ksuvim Ka'achas, one could write Nevim Ksuvim in the same scroll, and that's not a problem because we know that it's permitted to place Ksuvim atop Nevim, and so even when it's in the same scroll, it's okay. And one more thing regarding this, Chavtas Amar Alpha on top, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, B'shem Roshmul Bar Yitzchak, Tyra V'Chomshin, Kedusha Achasain, Tyra and Chomshin are the same Kedusha, meaning when we have a full Tyra scroll, or when we have individual Chumashim, a scroll of Bereshis, scroll of Shmais, Vayikra, and Bamidbar, and Dvarim separate, that's all considered the same Kedusha. However, Enos and Tyra Chomshin, Aval Ois and Chomshin Tyra. One is not allowed to take a Tyra and cut it into five sections so you can have five different Chumashim, but one is allowed to take five different Chumashim and connect the parchment so now he has a full Sefer Tyra. And Rav Yaisa, Hada'amr, this tells us the Tyra Shasa Chomshin Bigdushasahi. If a Tyra was separated into five sections and made into separate Chumashim, it still is in its Kedusha. That's because we just said that Tyra and Chomshin have the same exact Kedusha. So really, it's not lowering its Kedusha if one were to take a Sefer Tyra and cut it into five sections. The only reason why we said just before that it's Usur is because it's a Bizayon. You have a full Sefer Tyra, why are you cutting it into sections? But in regards to lowering its Kedusha, it's not lowering its Kedusha because Chumshin and a Sefer Tyra have the same Kedusha. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.